This is Alexandra Teague on Poetry Moment, reading a poem from Jill McDonough's new book, Here All Night. And Jill is a poet who I've admired for years, not only for her poetry, but also because of all the work she does, getting poetry out into other communities, including in prisons. And she's taught writing in prisons for years and years in the Boston area. And this is a poem called Cindy Comes to Hear Me Read. Cindy, not her real name. I met her in prison, and people in prison I give the fake names. I taught her Shakespeare, remember her frown, wide eyes, terror of getting things wrong, her clear, arguable thesis on Desdemona's motives, Desdemona's past. The last days were hard on her, it taking visible work to see things could be worse. Imagine, I did. But now she's out, in jewelry and makeup, new clothes, haircut she chose and paid for. We hugged. We'd never hugged. It's not allowed. On the outside, you can hug whoever you want. She told me she has an apartment now, a window, an ocean view. She has a car, she told me, and we both cracked up. The thought of it wild, as far-fetched then as when you're a kid playing grown-up, playing any kind of house. She has a job. She drives there in traffic. Each day she sees the angry people. Sweet, silly people, mad, God bless them, at traffic, at other cars. She laughs, she told me, laughs out loud alone in her car. People around her, angry as toddlers, whole highways of traffic, everybody at the work of being free. That was Cindy Comes to Hear Me Read by Jill McDonough from her new book, Here All Night. I'm Alexandra Teague.